Acha Yeshuva b'nei Yisrael a bikshu as Hashem alo elokeichem v'yaz David Malcolm. That after you come and ask from Hashem, then David, then Melech the Mashiach will come. The chivin shebo David, as soon as the Mashiach comes, bo tefillah. Then we say Shema Kaleinu. That's the time to daven to Hashem. Is it to say then we'll have the avoido? Then we'll do the kabonis. Shenema v'aviyosim ala hakodeshi v'simachtem v'beis tefilosi. That then we'll come into the Beis Hamikdash. We'll have the Beis Hamikdash. That the Beis Hamikdash is the mokum for kabonis and for tefillah. The chivin shebo is tefillah. Once we have tefillah in the Beis Hamikdash, voyes avoido. When we could daven in the Beis Hamikdash, who are then them will bring the kabonis then? That's what say that Hashem should like our avoido. Once we have the kabbonis doing the avoida, boy is toid, then we'll come to thank Hashem. You should praise Hashem. That's moidim and after loch. After we do the avoida, we thank Hashem. How come after moidim, then we say birchas kahanim? The pasuk says, "Vayisar es yodov elom vayevorchem." Therefore, Mashma, right after the Avoida, that's when he did the Birchas Kanim. But the more Eimah Koyd of Avoida, if so, why don't we say Birchas Kanim even before the Avoida? Less like that you can't say. You see, the Pasuk says, Vayored Miasa Sachatis. He was coming down from bringing the Chatis. Miksiv Lassay, does it say he's going to do it? Miasais Ksiv, from doing it. So Mashma, that he did the Kabonis first, and then he said Birchas Kanim. For the more of a lame or achar avoid, so good, right after it say, then we should say Birchas Kanim. How come we say Maidim first? Let's talk about it. You shouldn't think like that. Dechsiv, Saveach Toida, that you bring Korban Toida. So Mashma, that after the avoida, you say Maidim, that's part of the avoid, like thanking Hashem. My Chazas, how do you know the Somchas or Somchah? Mistavra avoida vaido chodemus. That's one thing. Bringing carbonus and thanking Hashem like a carbon taida, that's one thing. Umar royal loimus sim shalom acha brichas kanim. How can we say sim shalom after brichas kanim? To save somewhere shmiya b'nei Yisrael, vani avarchem, a Kodesh Baruch will give us a brocha. Brocha, and then what's the brocha of Hashem? Brocha, the Kodesh Baruch is shalom. Therefore, after the brichas kanim that Hashem will give us a bracha also, we say sim sholem. Shenem Hashem yivorech asamah b'sholem. So Mel, this is the say that how we have all our yitchas brachas. For the more of a chi meyacha, the mey of yesum skenu mehem, kam reviyim tiknu, tfila ala seder. Since they made this seder, how to davar shem esrei, shimen apkuli mahister, how come before it says he was the one that made the order for the yitchas brachas? There it was shachachum. They forgot the order. V'chazav esidrim, he made the seder again. Mikan v'yelach, from after these 18 brachas, also a sapa v'shvachos l'kodesh baruch hu. We're not allowed to say any more praises. We can't add to it more praises to Hashem. The Yom Rebbe Loza, my disciple was supposed to say, mi yomalik v'ros Hashem, yashmir kol t'ilosai. Like, who could praise Hashem and say everything? L'mi no l'malik v'ros Hashem. Who is worthy of praising Hashem? L'mi sheyochol ashmir kol t'ilosai. The one that could say all the t'ilos of Hashem, all his greatnesses. And we can't do that. Therefore, we don't say more than what the Chol Mor Masakin. Omer Rav Bar Achonim Rav Yechinen, HaMesapa V'Shvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Yidai, is someone that praises Hashem too much, Nekim and Olam, he's uprooted from the world. Shenemar HaYisupar Loi, Ki Adaber, Im Omer Ish, Ki Yivale, Ki Yivale, he'll be swallowed up. Like, it's not nice, like, we're not right to say all the Shvachim, to say too much is no good. And Dorosh Rav Yudish Kva Gavruya, for Yarmel HaSom, say Ish Kva Gibor Chayim, my Dichzir was supposed to say, L'cho Dumiya, if by you, by being quiet, he was called a praise. That means, Sama de Kula Meshtuka, the best medicine there is being quiet. Sama de Kula, the best medicine, Meshtuka, is being quiet. That's the best thing. Shrashi Mivcha Kola Salmoni Miyashtika, Shalaharba is Devorim Vayna L'cho Dumit Hila. That don't say too much in front of Hashem. That's l'chod dumiya, being quiet, tila is a praise to Hashem. And kiyosir avdim yomer amri marova zemarova, mila b'sela, one word is worth a sela, mishtuka, if you're quiet though, betraying is worth two selas. Because being quiet is better off. Shashim tirtza likna sadiba b'sela, tikna shtika b'shtayim. To be quiet is better off. So this, of course, goes on. We can add more to what's given. But I call upon him, what's given, about that we have to daven the best we could. All right, stop here.
You're holding Daf Yud Ches. We had again the Yud Ches Brochus as a tikkun, a seder. You have to say it exactly that seder. You can't skip around, you can't say it backwards. And knew when the Gemara came out, you can't be Moisef either. The post says, Miyamal Gvuras Hashem, Eshmir Kol Telosoi, you can't say more than you're supposed to. The only one that should say more Brochus is somebody that could say Kol Telosoi. And we can't do that. So therefore, we're not allowed to add more Brochus than we have for Shimon Esrei. You can't be Koveya another Brocha. By two dots. Yekoro Alpeh LeYotze. The Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah by heart, Alpeh, you're not Yotze, you have to read the Megillah from Maksav, from the Megillah. Minolan, how do we know this, that you have to read the Megillah from Maksav? Omar Rovo, Asya Zechira Zechira. We learn now, Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Hoch, here it says by the Megillah, V'hayomim O'ela Niskorim. Says, these days we should remember, says the word Zechira, remembering by the Megillah. It says a pasuk in the Torah in Shavuos that Ksoiv Zois Zikorin Basayfa. By Mechias HaMolek is a mitzvah to write this down and to remember it. Ksoiv Zois Zikorin Basayfa. Is Ma'ala Haloin Basayfa. Just like over there it means write it down in the Sefer. Afkan Basayfa, also the Megillah should be remembered, read from a Sefer and not Bapir. For the Gemara, how do you know this? How do you know even by HaMolek you have to read it from the Ksav? How do you know by the pasuk in Shemois that it says Ksoiv Zois Zikaron by Seifa? Zikaron means to speak it out. Prepare. You have to read it from the Seifa. Dilma Iyuyim Bialma. Maybe it just means to Ma'ayin, to think into it. Like, you don't have to speak it out and make a Kriya. Just read it. Like, read the Pasha talks about Mechias HaMolek and just be Ma'ayin, think into it. How do we know there also it means to speak it out? Samara says, Lois HaKadayza, this you can't think. To steer the pasuk, the Tanya we learned, Zohar, the pasuk says by Amalek, Zohar remember. Yochel believe, I would think maybe the mitzvah to Zohar as Timcha Amalek, maybe the mitzvah is just believe in your heart to remember it. Kishuwai Malay Tishkach, the pasuk says don't forget, Harei Shikcha Salev Omer. That's telling you in your heart, don't forget about Amalek, always remember it. So from the word La Tishkach, not to forget, we know you have to always remember it. Homani Mekayim Zohar. What does the pasuk mean, Zachor, to remember? It means Bepeh. It means you have to speak out with your mouth, Bepeh. You have to remember it, Bepeh. Speak out the parasha of Zechiras HaMolek. Here's the Wadin by Megillah also, when it says, Hayom Me'ela Niskorim, Niskorim means to remember by Peh, means reading it from the Ksar, from the Megillah. Therefore, if you read it by Peh, is Lo Yotze. Then the Mishnah says, Korah Targum Lo Yotze. If you read it in Targum, another language, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Hechidomi, what are we talking about? Ilai modik siva mikro, that the Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, the way we have it. Vikorah lo targum, and the person that reads the Megillah reads it in Targum Lashon, is Fradimara Rei Apeh, that's called Apeh, and you're not reading it from the Megillah. If the Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, so how could you read it in Lashon Targum? That's like called Apeh. Lo etzricha, the Chiddush is here, we only need it. The Iksiva Targum, the Megillah is written in Lashon HaTargum, the Korilo Targum. And even so, even though it's written in Targum, and you read it in Targum, our Mishnah says, Lo Yotze, not Mekayim the Mitzvah. We'll soon see why not. But the Mishnah does say, Avokor Renoysel Luazis Balaz. But a person, let's say, that understands another foreign language, could read it in his foreign language. Skoretz Astira. Mashmah, if somebody understands French, if it's written in French, he could be Yotze the Megillah. For the Gemara Ivo Armut, you just said, Korah b'chol loshen lo yotza, that if you read the Megillah in any language, you're not yotza. Like it says, Targum also, you're not yotza. Sakam here it says, if you read it to a loazis, it means somebody from a different nation, in his language, he's yotza. So my answer is like this, Rav Shmuel Yarma Tevayu, Belaz Yevoni. You know what kind of laz, you work other language, you yotza? Only in Greek. Only in loshen yovin in Greek, that's the only other language you could be yotza. And we'll soon see why. The Hechidami, what are we talking about? Why is Greek any better? Ilay modik siva ashurist, if you want to say it's written takim in Lashon HaKodesh to Megillah, v'ikor lo yivonis, just you're reading it over in Greek, for the Gemara Haino Apeh, that's for sure you're not yotze the Megillah. That's called Apeh, you're not reading it like from what it says. It says in Lashon HaKodesh, how come you read it in Lashon Yivonis? So Amar Rav Acha, Amar Rav Loza. Sheksuva Balaz Yevonis. It means the Megillah itself was written in Greek. And this language is the only other language besides Lashon HaKodesh that you could be in the kind of the mitzvah with it. V'yomar Rabbi Acham Rabbi Loza, We'll soon see why. So we're going to go to a tangent now. That Omer Ablaza, Minayin, how do we know? She'akara HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Kael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself called Yaakov Avinu Kael, like Hashem. She'lam HaPosuk says, Vayikra Loi Kael, and Hashem called him Kael Mitzyakov, Elokei Yisrael. Jesus called him Kael, Elokei Yisrael. Hashem called Yaakov Kael. The verse is like this, these sacrifices, if you want to tell me, no, that's not Pshan this Posuk. But rather, Vayikra Loi Kael means Yaakov Avinu himself called the Mizbeach Kael. The Mardi Sakladaituch, Le Mizbeach Korah Le Yaakov Kael, that Yaakov was talking to the Mizbeach he just built. And Vayikra Loi Kael means he called the Mizbeach Kael for the Gemara Vayikra Loi Yaakov Miboyle. The Posuk should have said that Yaakov called it Kael. Why does it just say Vayikra Loi Kael? Eli, you know what the Pshan this Posuk is? Vayikra Loi Le Yaakov Kael. That somebody called Yaakov Kael. Umikaroi Kael, who is the one that called Yaakov Kael? Elokei Yisrael. Hashem is the one that called him Kael. But what we're coming out so far is, though, that after Megillah is written in Yevonis, in Greek, and you read it in Greek, then you're Yoitza. But in other languages, you're not Yoitza. For the Gemara Meitzvah, you have a Kasha. Koro. Yekora giftis ivris ilmis modis yivonis loyotza. If you read the Megillah in any one of these languages, these are all different type of languages. Rashlan's giftis le giftonim. If you read it to a person from giftis, I think some say that that's Egyptian, ivris or ilmis modis yivonis loyotza. So Hortakasha and Rav and Shmuel, they both said if you read the Megillah in yivonis, you are Yoitza the Megillah. And there it says, if you read the Megillah in another language, even in Yevonis, even in Greek, is La Yotza. So more says, I'll tell you there's no stira. I'll answer it like this. This is Daima, this is like another case. That giftis la giftis. If you read for a giftis persis in giftis, in his language, Ivris la Ivrim, Ilmis la Ilmin, Yevonis la Yevonim Yotza and Echanami. A person that understands Greek, if you read it to him in his language, Greek, he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It is good. So what it says before, Kora Giftis, Yevonis, is Lo Yotza, it means that if you do not understand the language, if you do not understand the language and they read it to you in French, and you don't understand French, then you're not Yotza the Mitzvah. But if you're a person that understands that language, and they read it to you in that, it's written, and they read it in that language, then Yotza. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, Rav or Shmuel, Amay Mukmilo, Lamas Nisin, Belaz Yevonis, why did Rav and Shmuel have to say that it says if you read it to a person in another language, he's Yoitza. The Mishnah says, Leluaz is Belaz, in another language, you Yoitza. Why did they have to say only in Greek, in Lashon Yevonis, Lukma Becholaz? Let them put the Mishnah in any language. You're telling us now that any language you understand, if they read it to you in that language, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. So how come the Rav and Shmuel had to only say in Yevonis in Greek? Gemara says, Elamas Nitzin Kebraisa. I tell you, our Mishnah goes like the Braisa. That's the way you have to say that sign. V'chi Itma, the Rav and Shmuel, V'yal Mitzvah, Enachanami. Our Mishnah attack is not, Rav and Shmuel did not say his Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is like the Braisa. That if you understand the language and they read it to you in that language, you are Yaitza. The Nikri Megillah could be in any language, as long as you understand it. When did Rav and Shmuel say only, when did they say only Yevonis? On something else. But that the Mishnah says Korah Targim, or Korah B'chol Loshin is Lo Yotza, that means if you don't understand it. So that's the Pshat. If you don't understand the foreign language, then you're not Yaitza the Mitzvah. Only if you understand it are you Yaitza. Mashenk and Loshin HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it, then you're still Yotze the Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. So now, that's Pshat in our Mishnah. So what's Pshat in Rav and Shmuel? When did they say Dafki Yevon is Greek? So Gemara says like this, V'chayitma the Rav and Shmuel, V'yal mitma. Rav and Shmuel's din that Yevon is Greek is different, was learned other places. So what? Rav and Shmuel, the Yamar Tavar, they both say, Laz Yevoni, if something's written in Greek, L'chol Kosher, whoever reads it, whoever hears it in Greek is Yotze. That's his din. Even if you don't understand it, still you Yotze the Mitzvah. I vokitoni Yevonis liyevonim in lekuli almaloi mashmano. You can only be Yotze Yevoni if you understand the language. If you don't understand it, you're not Yotze. in the Kali Amaloi, Samaras Inu the Yamik Hashim Gamliel, Hate Rav and Shmuel argue. They hold like Rav and Shmuel Gamliel's halacha. This Nan, we learned before that Yeshima Megamliel Leimer, Av Svarim Lohitiru Shiyichtavu Eli Yavonis. They learned that Svarim cannot be written in any language, only in Lashon HaKodesh, except Yavonis. But Yaftlosh Lakim Yefes, we had before that the Lashon of Yefes, that you could write the Sefer Torah. Yavonis is different. Yavonis Greek has the same halach like Lashon HaKodesh. So just like Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Who I did according to Shimon Gamliel, if it's written in Greek, even if you don't understand it, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So that's what Rav and Shmuel means to say. That if a Megillah that's written in Yevonim, so Yevonim, since he holds like a Shimon Gamliel, even if you don't understand it, still you could be Yotze the mitzvah. Hey, his Greek is different. So that's what Rav and Shmuel saying. That they hold like a Shimon Gamliel, that Av Svarim Leitiru Shiktu El Yevonis. The only other language you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah in is only in Greek. For the Gemara, if so, for Leim Rolach Gashim Ben Gamliel, why didn't Rav and Shmuel speak outright and say we hold Halach Gashim Ben Gamliel that a Svarim could be written in Yevonis? So the Mari E Amri Halach Gashim Ben Gamliel. If he would have said Halach Gashim Ben Gamliel, have a mean, I would have thought Tani Mili Shas Svarim. That's only by other Svarim by Sefer Torah. Avo Megillah, Mashen came by Mikra Megillah. Since the pasuk says in the Megillah, Kichsovim, it has to be written. So I would have thought Kichsovim means only in Lashon HaKodesh, in the language, the Jewish language, and not in Greek. Hey, Maloy, maybe Kichsovim does not mean Greek, only Lashon HaKodesh. Kamash Malon, that Rav and Shmuel says, no, even the Mikra Megillah, you could also be Yotze in Yevonis, even though you don't understand it. That's the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. But our Mishnah is talking about the difference between Shal and Shoin is sometimes it is good, sometimes it's not good. That depends if you understand the language. If you understand the language, you could be Yetzer. If you don't understand it, then you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah. Right, and then the Mishnah says, by Halois, a Frenchman, let's say, someone who understands a different language, Sheshama Ashuris Yotza. If he hears the Megillah that was read in Lashon HaKodesh, like our Megillah, we read it in Lashon HaKodesh, is Yotza. For the Gemara, why? Vola Yoda. A Frenchman, Hura, doesn't understand Hebrew. He doesn't understand it. So why is he Yotze? So Gemara says, what's the my Kami? What do you want to say? Me did the Avi Anoshim via Moritz. The Hura, they're not worth it. Anoshim and Amoritz also. Even though they don't understand it, still the Yotze the Mitzvah. And that's the Lacha. But Lashon HaKodesh is different. Lashon HaShurus, Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand the language, still you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah by hearing it. For the Gemara, Maskevla Ravina. Oto Anan, you mean you're only going to Amoritz and Anoshim women? What about us men? Oto Anan, you think us, who Asteranim B'nei HaRamochim Miyadinun, we have these two words in the Megillah that we also don't know what the meaning of it is. So how come we yotze the Mitzvah? Ella, what do you have to say? Mitzvah's Kriya, the Mitzvah of Nikra Megillah, that somebody should read the Megillah, Uparsum and Isa, Nikinisim Benes. In other words, everybody knows what we're doing. We know that we're here to hear the Megillah, and why are they reading the Megillah? Because we know today is Purim, a great Nes happened for Klal Yisrael, and we want to talk about the Nes. So even though you don't understand every word in the Megillah, that's also enough. Is Hochinami Mitzvahs Kriya Uparsum Nisa. That's the reason why you Yotze. Even though this Frenchman does not understand Ashuris, does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, but Akopon and Pirsum and Nes there is. Pirsum and Nes means you know what's going on. Even though you don't know the word, the title of every word, but you know what's going on, we're speaking about the Nes of Purim, that's enough. The Rashi says, the Pasum and Isa, Aval Pi Shein Yoidin, Masha Shoimim, even though they don't understand what they hear, Shoyalin Es HaShoimim, but they ask the people, like, what's going on here? The Yoimim Mahi Akriya Hazu, and people will tell you exactly what's going on here. The Eich Ho Yahanes Umadilem, and they'll tell you exactly how the Nes took place, and they'll tell you about it. Therefore, it's called a mikra, it's called a pirsumanes. But our co-partner, this is only good in Ashuris, in Lashon HaKodesh. Mashenka, in other languages, if you don't understand the language, that's not called a kriya, it's not called a shmiya, there it's no good. But then the Mishnah said, Kora Sirugin Yotze. If you read the Megillah, Sirugin, at intervals, you still your Yotze. So Gemara says, Lehevi Yadi Rabbonin Mai Sirugin. The Rabbonin did not know what's Shana Mishnah. What does it mean, Sirugin, in intervals? It means you read a few psukim, you wait, you stop, and then you continue on. Is Shomo Li Amta Devei Rebbe. So the Rabbanan once heard the way the maid by Rebbe's house to Kamrulu the Rabbanan, that she told the Rabbanan to have the Eile Paski Paski. The Rabbanan were coming in a few at a time. They were coming in slow, to now, to later. Levei Rav, they were coming into the yeshiva very slowly, a few at a time. So the maid said like this, Ad Mosai Atem Nichnosim Sirugin Sirugin. How long is it going to be that you're going to come in intervals? Now she went to say, come on, everybody come in at one time. So our Koponim, the Rabbanan now understood what the word Sirugin means. Sirugin means you come in at intervals, like a few psukim now, wait, a few psukim later. But our Koponim, the Mishnah says, Yaitza the Mikra Megillah. Like you didn't talk, you weren't Nasik in between, you just waited, so you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah. Finally, have a Yadi Rabbanan Mai Chalagluglis. The Rabbanan did not know what the word Chalagluglis means. So Rashi says it's a min yeriku, type of a vegetable. Ushnuya bakana makomas the mission of a brisa. So he didn't know what type of vegetable it was. Shomo li amta de Rebbe. They heard the way Rebbe's maid, the Amri Lola who gave her, she was talking to a certain man, to have they called Mavader Parpachini. He was separating some type of a vegetable, Parpachini. Is Admosayat Mafazer Chalugluglecha. She said, so how long are you going to separate here this Chalugluglecha? So maybe they knew what it meant. It meant this type of a vegetable of Parpachini. Finally, have the Yadi Rabbonin Mai. The Rabbonin did not know what's the Pshan, the Posek, the Mishlei, Salsaleho, like a comb yourself, Usur Memecho, and it'll pick you up, it'll lift you up. They didn't know what the word Salsaleho meant. Is Shamua Liyamta the Rebbe, they heard the way Rebbe's made, Tevis Amro Luhu Gavrish, was telling such a man, Tevim Ahapech Bemazaya, he was combing his hair, moving his hair around. So she said to him, Omrulay Admos Sayata Masalsa Basharecha, how long are you going to be combing your hair? So Rashi Lamadnu, Shasil Suloshan Chipush Fehepach. Like moving it around, shaking it around, that's what Sulsula means. Faitala have Yadi Rabbonin Mai Hashlech al Hashem Yovecha. What does the posting of Tila means? Throw on Hashem your bundles. What does Yovecha mean? Is Omar Rabba Barbachona. Zimnin Chod, it once happened of Yazilna Bahadi Yehut Taya. I was walking with an Arab, for called Darina Tuna, and I was carrying up bundles. For Yomali, the Arab said to me, Shoko Yahovcha, take your bundles, for Shad Yagamaloi, and throw it on top of my camel. So kids, now they knew what the word Yehovecha means. Yehovecha means your bundles. The Pasuk is saying, don't worry, like I'll be talking to Hashem, throw all your problems, all your bundles to Hashem, let Hashem take care of it. Finally, have a Yadi Rabbonin Mai. The Rabbonin did not know another Pshan, another Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'tatei siho v'matatei. Hashmeit. They didn't know what the word tatei siho means. Is Shemua liyamta de Rebbe. They heard the word Rebbe's made. To have his Omru lachavertish was telling her friend, Shekuli tatiso, take the broom, v'tatoi beis and clean the house. So now they know what the word v'tatiso means. It means a broom. Russian of cleaning, sweeping something up. That's this patatisela, means to take a broom and sweep up. Tana Rabbonin, Koro Sirugin Yotz. Like our Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah in intervals, you read a few psukim, and you wait, take a break, and read Vaita, still you Yotzah.